everybody. This is Jennifer Michelle, and I have another quick tip for you today on healthcare lead generation. So today what I want to talk to you about is what people usually do wrong at healthcare trade shows. Now, we all know these are a huge investment of both time and money and personnel, just a huge resource investment. And if we're going to do them, it's best to get as much out of them as possible, right? So I want to talk to you about some of the top three things I think can go wrong there. And the one that I see is most common, especially in the healthcare IT world, is only prepping by sending out a couple of emails a few weeks before the event. That's not the way you're going to get good results. What you want instead is to really plan out a social media campaign for the weeks preceding, possibly the months preceding, so you can really build up relationships. You want to start having phone calls set up, trying to get interviews, maybe mix in a little snail mail. But whatever you do, you want to have it planned out and you want to build towards that trade show over the several weeks and even months before it. Now, another thing is, people often make the mistake of thinking that anybody who walks by the booth is a lead. And obviously that's not the case. Now, even if you only work in like MRI work for sports injuries, so something super specific, doesn't matter. Not everybody at that show, even if it's specifically about that, is going to be a lead. So you need to think about what you're going to do to get the most out of your time there. And the first thing is to really develop strong qualifying questions so you can sort people very quickly. You also want to have a plan in place because you're going to get cold leads at your booth and you want to welcome them, but you can't devote as much of your time and resources to them as you can a hot lead. So you need to have a plan so that when you get a cold lead or a hot lead, everybody knows exactly how to respond and you're there for when the next hot lead comes along or when you really need to dive into a more intense conversation. Now, the third thing is, and I think this is probably the biggest, is people think that the show ends the minute you pack up the booth. But of course, that's not the case because that's really when the work begins. That's when you have to start reaching out to people, even the cold leads, because eventually they can become hot leads. That's the whole idea. So what you need is to have different follow-up funnels set up for cold and hot leads and have those set up before you even get to the show. And in fact, then you want to start thinking about what you learned at the show and start planning your content and your social media strategies based on that. So these are just a few of the ways that people in your company can get a lot more out of your healthcare trade shows. I hope you find it helpful. There's a lot more information on a post on this on my blog. You can find it at michellemarketingstrategies.com. So that's it for today, folks. Catch you next time.